Hi, is this Elizabeth?
Yes.
Hey, Elizabeth, it's Scott with the Bank of Cardiff. How are you today?
I'm all right, and you?
Good, good, thanks. So we received your online registration here. Is now still a good time for you?
Yeah, as good as time as ever, I guess.
Okay, perfect. Well, first I just kind of wanted to verify some of the business information we have on file here, then I'll be happy to get to questions you have here. And it sounds like we got the address, right, because you got the info in the mail, 102 Country Road, 306G?
Right.
Okay, perfect. And this is your cell phone, correct?
It's actually, it's a home phone or whatever you want to call it.
Home phone? Okay.
Yeah.
And business number is 432-955-4646?
That's my cell phone, yes.
That's the cell, okay.
I can take both phones with me wherever I go, but this one that you're calling me on, I prefer not to.
Okay, I'll make a note of that, so next time we call the other number. Do you have a website?
No, I sure don't.
Okay, that's fine. And just want to verify the email you gave us. It's B like boy, T like Tom, I, D like David, transportation at yahoo.com?
Right.
Okay, perfect. And how long have you been in business?
We started our trucking and got our authority in the truck back in 2007.
2007? Okay.
Yeah, that's when we first were granted. Mm-hmm. And then we put it on hold for a little while, and now we are back up since 2011 or 12, somewhere mm-hmm. around there.
Okay.
12 or 13, somewhere. And we've been trucking ever since.
Okay, right on. What's the structure? Is it sole prop, LLC, corporation?
Sole proprietor.
Okay. In your name, right?
Yes.
Okay. Is there a DBA?
Well, DBA, BTID, transportation.
Okay. All right. And why don't you just tell me a little bit about what you're looking to do here, and I'd be happy to point you in the right direction.
Well, what I was thinking of doing is refinancing our loan that we have with the local bank here and just see if we can make our payments smaller.
Okay. What type of loan is that?
It is for the trucking. It's basically what you would, I guess, call a business loan. We've got, mm-hmm. We did some engine work on the truck my husband's driving now, so that's financed there. The truck title is still there. And we have another truck that's been, is also still financed, and it's in a body shop right now getting work done on it. It's not currently on the road.
Okay.
And I was looking at getting, putting a trailer, you know, buying us a trailer and stuff, but our bank is really not wanting to look into that.
All right. How much were you looking to spend on the trailer?
Well, it's my dad's trailer, and he wanted $8,000 for it, and it's a 96 model flatbed.
Mm-hmm. 8 to 10?
Yeah.
96 flatbed. All right. And were there any other equipment purchases you're looking at other than the trailer?
No, not really.
Okay. And when did you want to purchase the trailer by?
Actually, I really wouldn't mind if we could do it right now.
Okay.
As soon as possible.
Mm-hmm. All right. And back to your bank a little bit, who do you bank with?
Citibank out of Lubbock, Texas.
Citibank, okay. And you said you did approach them about this trailer already?
Yes, I asked them for it, and we've been having problems here in the last year breaking down and stuff and then trying to get back up on our feet. And the banker, other than that, is really a good banker. Now he's just up to the point he's want us our bank account cleared and stuff because he's letting us to do overdraws, you know, overdrafts. And I really don't like to do the overdrafts, but there was no other way of us even getting as far as what we have gone.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And I asked him, I said, you still want to let us have the note for the other title if my dad would give me the title for it? And he goes, well, yeah. And later on, just the last couple of days, he's like, no.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know. I'm kind of like between a rock and a hard place.
Yeah. All right. And have you, other than talking to Citibank, have you applied anywhere else yet, or are we the first stop here?
You are the first ones that I've ever talked to about that. Okay.
All right. And what would this, picking up the trailer, what would it do for the business?
It would just, he's pulling it right now. Mm-hmm. Dad is really not charging us, or he hasn't said that he was going to charge us for it. But it's, I don't know, I mean, other than just trying to get somewhere.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Thank you. All right. And then what did, last year, what did you do in total revenue?
We had two trucks going almost all year. We did right at $300,000.
Okay.
That was before taxes.
Before taxes, yeah, that's what we're interested in that number there. All right. And then the, as far as the money you have with the you owe the bank right now, as you said, for the engine work, and you said one of the trucks is still financed, or both of them are?
Both of them are still there.
Okay.
We are actually looking at selling this one truck that's in the body shop right now as soon as it gets out, if we can get a buyer for it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm not going to try to sell it when it's still there. You know, I'll try to sell it after it comes out.
Mm-hmm.
And it'd probably be around $40,000, so that eliminate the debt quite a bit.
All right. And then how's your personal credit right now?
I just checked it a couple of days ago online, and it's like 521. Not mm-hmm. the best of shape in the world.
Yeah.
I've had better, but I really don't like, I'm embarrassed to even say that.
Yeah, that's all right. We've got a number of different programs here. Some that are based actually more on the cash flow of the business, not as much on the credit, that we can, potentially help you out with. Whereas you might get, declined at a traditional bank because of the, that credit score. We work with all different credit tiers.
Okay.
Okay. And, other than the trailer, by refinancing the loans that you have with the bank, what would you, obviously lowering your payment, but did you have something, in mind that you would use the money for to invest back into the business?
Yeah, just leave it there because, put it back in the business instead of using it anywhere else. I don't see the point in using it somewhere else.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, just try to keep the business going instead of using it for any personal stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I even picked up a side job just to see if we could make the difference up, and it's just been the third week now that I'm doing this, so I really can't say much about it yet.
Okay. And then, how much cash do you think the business could use right now to keep it going?
Well, as long as we could just refinance the note and get the payments a little smaller. We get like $1,700 a month in payments at the bank.
Mm-hmm.
If we could just eliminate that to about $1,000 a month, we would be doing a lot better. And plus what I'm doing is going to take care of the personal stuff.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So the business can stay for the business.
All right. And then, having that, lower payment or having additional cash on hand available, would you be able to, put that into the business and actually make more money?
Most definitely.
Okay.
I mean, well, I don't know about making so much more money. It would just, if you don't use your, like for me now that I took my second job, use that for the personal stuff and keep the business in the business, that's at least $2,500 a month or $2,000 for sure, mm-hmm. that is going to stay in the business account. I mean, I'll be, what I'll be making here is right at $2,000 a month.
Mm-hmm.
And that should take care of all the personal stuff, and I shouldn't have to use any of it to take care of the business.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the truck should be able to take care of itself.
Okay, all right. And so you're looking to sell the one truck. Do you just have, is it just your husband who's driving right now?
He's not driving that one. The one that's in the body shop, we're looking at selling as soon as it gets out.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, just keeping the one that my husband's driving right now, and then just see if we could get that flatbed and then pay Dad for the flatbed, and so he could do whatever he wants to do or he needs to do.
Mm-hmm. All right. And do you guys just do local hauling, or do you do long hauls?
We are basically in the central states just about anywhere.
Mm-hmm. All right. Okay, so, you know, based on what you told me here right now, you know, first of all, and I do want to be, you know, straightforward on the refinance of the trucks. That's not something that we do here in refinancing existing loans. We can do equipment loans for new and used equipment. You know, we could look potentially at some money for the trailer. We also have a, you know, what's called a working capital program. Are you familiar with those? Have you ever used a working capital loan or looked into one before?
No, I have never. I don't think I've ever heard of one or anything, so.
Oh, okay. So I'll give you kind of a quick rundown of what they are. And these are the programs I mentioned that, you know, where we have things that are more based on cash flow versus credit. So, you know, good option for, you know, somebody like yourself who, you know, maybe your credit's not the best right now, but we can look at the cash flow of the business instead, help you guys out, and then over time your credit can, you know, build back up. Typically we can free up to, you know, maybe 15% of the total revenue of the business. It's an unsecured cash loan that would be deposited directly into your account. You know, based on what you told me on your gross revenue, it'd probably be, you know, upwards of maybe 30, maybe at the most $45,000 we would be able to make available for you. Is that something you think could help you right now?
Oh, most definitely. I mean, that would help us out a lot.
Okay, perfect. Well, the application process itself is pretty easy. It's just a one-page application. We'd look at the most recent 6 months business bank statements, and then the most recent tax return. Have you done 2015 yet?
Yes, I have done 2015, and we owe taxes.
Okay, perfect. Well, you know, whether you owe or not is not a big deal, because like I said, we look not so much at net income, what you owe and anything. We actually look at, we're looking at your gross revenue for a loan like this. So what I can do is email you out a quick package with what we need to get back. Usually we can have an answer in about 24 to 48 hours. You know, when do you think you'd like to get that back into me here?
Actually, the bank only gave me until Monday. If I can just cover that with somebody else over here, then I could just, if I did qualify for that, then I could just go ahead and pay whoever back, whoever's helping me out for that. I mean, I'm not asking for a whole lot right now, but for later. Yeah. As soon as possible, I would really like it, but.
Okay. Well, I'll send you an email out in about 10 minutes here to the BTID transportation address we got here. And then, you know, once we get it back, I'll get to work on it right away here. Let's see. Let me make sure I've got a couple other things verified here, because I can actually send you out an application that's partially filled out based on the what we've got in the file here, make it a little easier on you here. Okay. And let's see, and you spell your name with an S, not a Z, right?
Yeah, I spell it with an S everywhere whatever I do, but it's on my driver's license, it's with a Z, and on my birth certificate, It's just the way I got used to spelling it when I was a little kid, and I never got the habit of changing it.
Okay. Did you have parents that were, you know, people that read? No, that's more of like a British spelling for Elizabeth, or did you just kind of like it that way?
I really don't know. It's just how my mom, I guess, she spelled it when I was little, and it's just how I got used to it, and it's just, I can't get in the habit now of changing it to a Z.
Mm-hmm. Okay, perfect. All right. Well, if that's the way it is, it's with a Z on your driver's license and birth certificate, right?
Yes.
Okay. So I will personally. I'll remember it with the S.
However you want to spell it is fine with me.
Yeah, I will need to do it with a Z since that's the way it is on the license and everything. All right. And is your home address the same as the business address?
Yes, I use everything on the. That is actually my mom and dad's address, but I really don't want to change everything over. It's just a big hassle.
Yeah, that's fine. All right, and let's see. And the do you pay rent there at all, or?
Yes, we do pay rent. Okay. $650 a month.
$650 a month. Okay. And are you paying rent directly to a landlord, or are you just renting, pay some money to your parents for that?
The rent money all goes to the landlord, but
okay. All right, and do you know the landlord's name and phone number off the top of your head?
It is Jacob, or Jake, whatever you want to spell it, and okay. Amy Fair.
Okay.
And her number is 432, I believe it's 209, let me just make sure.
Mm-hmm.
I know the last four digits are 1217.
Okay.
Okay. We've always been on with them, so.
Yeah, it's something we have to verify sometimes, so. All right, and just double check that info on that. I put in the phone number there. Just double check that on the app when it comes through to make sure that's correct there. And as far as the, did you want us to just look for the the largest approval we can, or did you have a specific amount in mind?
Well, it really don't have to be real big. I'm not asking for a whole lot. It's just. Even if I could just go with $10,000 or $15,000 would be fine. I'm really not looking for a whole lot.
Okay. So $10,000 to $15,000 would be
the smaller the amount, the better for me. I mean, I'm really not looking for $45,000. I mean, it would be nice to have, but hey, I'm not going to ask for something like that.
Yeah. Well, I mean, ultimately, it's a loan you got to pay back. So if it's money you don't need, it doesn't make sense to borrow the full amount. So.
No.
Okay. And right here. So I think for right now that was all the info I needed to verify. I should be able to send you out the application with, probably a good way filled out. Just double check it, make sure everything's accurate, and then, fill in anything remaining there. All right. And I'll shoot that over in just a couple minutes here. Did you have any other questions for me, Elizabeth, before you let me go?
I was kind of curious about what you wanted to verify with the landlords.
Some of the programs, they just need to verify that, rents on time. They'll usually just call. Sometimes they'll ask for checks. We may not need to use the information, but, better just to have it now in case we do versus calling to get more information down the line because it'll help the process go along more quickly.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, not a problem.
Alrighty.
I can tell you that's right off the start. They're going to tell you that they've always been cleared and never had a problem with them. So.
Cool. Alrighty. Well, I'll shoot you over that email in a couple of minutes. Are you going to work on it today? Maybe try to get it back in here today?
Yes, I probably will be here in a little while whenever I get it.
Okay, perfect, perfect. Oh, you know, one thing I wanted to mention real quick on the bank statements. Again, I'll put the list in the email of what we need so you don't have to try to remember it. But, you know, occasionally we get people to go online and just do 6 months transaction history and try to send that over as one thing. And we do need just the PDFs of the actual bank statements.
Oh, the actual bank statements.
Yeah, so when you go online, just, you know, click view statement for February and save that as one. View statement for January, do them as individual statements versus going and doing like October through February transaction history. Does that make sense?
Okay. All right.
Cool. Alrighty. Well, let me give you my direct line here, you know, just in case for some reason the email doesn't come through, you don't see it, you can give me a shout back here and let me know.
Okay.
And my direct line is 858.
858.
Mm-hmm. 779.
0395. 0395. Mm-hmm. And your name was again?
Scott.
Okay.
All right, Elizabeth, it was nice meeting you and talking to you, and you know, look for that email in probably about 5-10 minutes.
All right, sounds good.
All right, have a good day.
All right, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.